For the last 2 years, all boats entering Lake George have had to meet three requirements. They must be cleaned, drained, and dry. If not, boaters are sent to a washing station free of charge. The program, spearheaded by the Lake George Park Commission and executed through an army of volunteers, has inspected thousands of boats and has helped keep the introduction of invasive pests under control. Dave Wick is executive director of the Lake George Park Commission.
So we ran 2 years of the mandatory boat inspection program on Lake George, and it was seen as a tremendous success among all the parties that have been involved with it.
The program has received praise from environmental organizations, local governments, business owners, and boaters alike. On Wednesday, the commission held a public hearing in Bolton Landing to gather comments before a vote April 8th to make the pilot program permanent.
Permanent is always contingent upon funding, of course, but the regulations themselves would be voted or not to make permanent or not, and that's going to happen next week.
Members of the Save Lake George Partnership, which aims to control the invasive plants and animals in the Adirondack Lake, have celebrated the prospect. Walt Lender is executive director of the Lake George Association.
So this is the first of its kind in the Northeast, the first permanent boat inspection program that's mandatory. And I think it's fantastic. It'll be a great protection for the lake. And it's just good to know that, you know, moving forward, hopefully, no new invasive species get into Lake George, because it's just so costly and so difficult to manage once they're here.
Lake George is currently host to five aquatic invaders. Those plants and animals can threaten native species that call the lake home and can also affect water quality and clarity. Lake George waterkeeper Chris Nowitzki says as the Park Commission takes comments, he would suggest expanding the mandatory boat inspection program later into the calendar year. Last year, the pilot program ran from April to November 1st.
You know, there's an increased risk in the increased numbers of boaters. And also we're finding through scientific data that the aquatic invasive species, such as the Asian clam, are able to reproduce at a much later time than what was thought.
A coalition of state agencies, lake associations, local governments, business owners, and others are working together to develop an Adirondack-wide aquatic invasive species prevention plan. Lake George's boat inspection program has been heralded as a model for the rest of the state. Wick says as the work on Lake George is being recognized, it increases the chances for similar programs across the state.
So Lake George has been ramping up for quite a while, and New York State is starting to get there. And I think what they're doing right now with the extra funding the governor's put in for the Environmental Protection Fund statewide, I think is a great step, and they're doing some pretty good things.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.